This is the Convo Podcast. Brought to you by Boom Buzz Nigeria.
Thank you so much for joining us for this interview.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's been an amazing journey. And, you know, we found out that you'll be 50 soon. Can you tell us how it all started with Tope Alabi?
I started with an album titled Baba Iwola Kepe then. And we dubbed 2,000 copies, and we couldn't even sell 10 then. It was just 2,000 copies, and it got to a time that the marketer at Idumota then called me and said, you know what, go eat everything, because it wasn't selling, you know. And that was it. So I was, you know, kind of, you know, frustrated, and I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to do music anymore. So, but later, you know, someone told me, you got to try. You just keep trying. So I did Oretio Come On. And with the help of my husband, we were just cutting then. With the help of my husband, we did Oretio Come On, and that was it. When we did Oretio Come On, I started going from one bus stop to another to sell the CDs. It was cassettes then. So I was at Agege Pen Cinema bus stop. I was selling on the road. And then I'll be telling them to buy from even in the bus. I'll enter some buses like that, the Mulues. I'll tell them this album. I'm the one that sang it. I'll be singing for them. I'll be dancing. And some will say, how much is it? I'll say 100 naira. They'll say, 16, kubate 17. Okay, jake meji. You know, like that. And from there, I went to Alagbadu, Moshalashi bus stop, Kolintin bus stop. Then I heard that there's one program at Riabonki program at Abeokuta. And one day I'll be dancing. There was a time I was dancing and I fell down. I had to, stand up immediately, so before anybody could, you know, get to know that I fell. So I stood up and I started dancing. I just continued my dancing. And later, when they started Shilo, I got there. When we get space at 15,000 naira. I was because of the sales I made from all those, you know, bus stops. I paid the 15,000. It was just as if it was the sales I made. I went to pay for this Shilo space then, okay. And I paid 15,000. We paid 15,000 naira and we started dancing again from Shilo. That was where Oretio Come On, you know, came started, right. You know, and people love it. I think your khaki is with you.
Is that with me?
Hello, Bolu.
Bolu's not.
No, we are right.
Okay, so you've just given us. Okay, so you've given us a background info of how you started, you know, distributing your songs and all. But then, what was the evolution of gospel music like? What was it like?
It's okay. I'm
talking about acceptance now.
It's okay. You know. At first, I told you when I released the first album, nobody wants to buy. We dubbed 2,000 and we can't even sell 10. So that was it's just, you know, it's normal. I think, you know, for a start, that's how it happens. You don't get, you know, to, you know, people don't just people are not daft. They want to see who they want to follow before they follow you. So I it's okay, but you know, when it got to a time that people, you know, started.
A lot of people do not know that you started out too as an actress. Yeah, so how did that come about?
I was one of the actors that God used for me. Aladiaru Mere of blessed memory. He told me, he said, you are not supposed to be with us here. You are You are somewhere else. I see you like an angel. I see you doing something else. Because whenever we are in location, you always sing. That's all you do. So why don't you go for music? And then, despite that, you know, my mother told me that when I was very young, you know, the ministers of God have been telling her that I'm going to be a musician, I'm going to be a minister of God. So, but, you know, I never take it to be that serious until this man that, you know, Aladiaro Mire, you know, was a Muslim and he was an actor. So I didn't even expect such, you know, a thing from him. He said, you should just go and sing. He said, I want to give you a name I want you to write on your album, Talk by Jesus. And I said, later on, I didn't like it. It was when Chema Jesus came up, and I oh wow, someone told me that I should be at Talk with Jesus. So I just decided to.
But then, as you grew, there was no Yoruba film back then that didn't have a soundtrack was not from Tope Alabi. And there's this particular one that, you know, reigned through the years. The one that had Ayele Ibosio.
Ayele Ibosio. That wasn't a soundtrack.
Okay.
It was one of the tracks from my album, my main album, Agbara Olorun. Mm. Agbara Reni. So, this one is Tobarin Lokunkun Kolemo Afojuni. That was the one that was from soundtrack.
Okay. Were you making money then from the soundtracks?
No,
not at all. So you were doing them free?
I wasn't doing them free, but you know, when they give you 5,000 for soundtrack and you get to the studio, the engineer will collect 1,500. Then the main studio session is 2,500. So the remaining money is for my transport. So that's it. But I was enjoying it. Maybe because it's what I love to do. So that's why. And it got to a time I went to Idumota. I told them, I said, that 5,000 is too small. They now move it to 7,000. Then that time they move it to 7,000. Studio session has turned to 5,000 naira. So I do have session, which is 2,500. I'll pay the engineer, and before I know it, I'll just eat and then forget about the, you know. So it has been like that. Even when they started giving me 20,000, because I stopped soundtrack when it was 20,000. That 20,000 is not enough, because studio session was 10,000 then. Then the engineer, you know, they have chopped up. So they are taking like 10,000. So you beg them to take like 6,000 naira. So what are we gaining? Though I still do soundtracks now. But oh my god, my soundtracks now have to one track has to be 50k. That is maybe like a 1.5 minute song, and then all that. So they don't, I don't do much soundtracks anymore.
Okay,
but that time I was doing it like back to back,
and literally gaining nothing.
I even have a brother, Korede Films, Tosibe. That one will give me like 10 soundtracks. That 10 soundtracks, it will be the one to pay for this studio session. So I don't even know anything about the money. Then when I'm going back home after a long day work, it will just give me 150 to enter bus.
Oh wow. Oh wow. Okay, to the glory of God, your music has traveled across the world. Now you travel, even for the corona virus pandemic.
To come back to Nigeria while coronavirus was going on.
So how did that, did you ever envisage that at some point you will get booked from all over the world, people will pay for you to come outside the country to perform?
I don't even have a dream attached to that. I never thought of it at all. I wasn't even expecting it. That's another thing. Because I thought it's just, this is the way we'll be doing it. I'll be struggling. I'll continue struggling. And that's it.
So what was the turning point? Who was the first person who booked you, you know, to go out and say, oh, let me perform outside Nigeria?
One woman at from Cote d'Ivoire. She invited me for a concert. and I'm the main artist, and they gathered some other artists from Côte d'Ivoire, and I saw the Minister of Information. I saw the I'm like, hey, seriously, the ambassador for Nigeria, I mean, she is it to Côte d'Ivoire from Nigeria was there, and he you know, he's a Yoruba man. He gave speech, and there was like, oh my God. So that was the first time, and the second time was in the US. I went to US before I went to London. So and the second time when I got the day I got to US was the day that Michael Jackson died, and that's a big sign for me. Big sign for me. When we were at the airport, they were checking us in, and you know, from the point of entry to, you know, to enter into the US properly. The news, Michael Jackson is dead, and I was like, seriously? And that was my first time in the US, and you know, the Spirit of God, you know, came up on me, and you know, explained some things to me that I don't want to share here.
Okay.
And I got to know that this is a very big sign.
Okay.
And, I love Michael Jackson like anything. So, and it tells me so many things. I never thought of it, and I'm happy. I bless God for that opportunity.
Okay.
It has not ceased from there. And it will never cease in Jesus'
name. Amen. You have over 12 to 13 gospel albums.
Yes.
What's usually the process like? What goes into it when you're trying to do an album?
A whole lot of time first. I will first get the title, and I'll have to leave the house for a mountain or a hotel where there is no much noise, and I'll pray, talk to God, because even before I will leave home, the Holy Spirit would have, you know, tell me so many things that I need to. I would have penned some things down for that main album, because I'll get the title, pen some tracks down. This is what I want you to talk about. This is what I want you to talk about. This is what I want you to talk about. And this is how the praise will go. This is how the worship will go. I'll take that one before I leave home. Then I'll move. Go to a quiet place, anywhere that is quiet, anywhere that God wants me to go, because I'll ask, do you want me to go here or there?
Okay.
So I'll go and then start listening to the Holy Spirit. Listening to the Holy Spirit. I don't have any song that I wrote myself from my brain. That's okay, from my brain, at least from what I know.
Word from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, from the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I know there'll be stories, you know, behind certain albums and all, but for the most recent one, Yes and Amen, what was the particular story behind writing the album?
The Yes and Amen?
Yeah, the inspiration behind it.
The inspiration behind Yes and Amen is God. It's God. God inspired me to write Yes and Amen. It's the one I've just told you what usually happens whenever I want to bring out an album. So that's it.
Okay.
Sorry, Mark. You mentioned hearing from God.
Yes.
Now, for a lot of people, that's not a very it's not a regular process. Like, when you say you hear, do you hear in the Spirit? How connected does one have to be to have that level of relationship with God that you can hear clear instructions?
That's it. You need to have your fellowship daily. It can be three times, it can be twice, it can be just once, but you need a quality fellowship with the Holy Spirit, so that you will hear Him audibly. You will hear Him audibly. Sometimes He tells you, open to 1 Chronicles chapter 1 verses 2, and when you get there, He will just tell you, this is what I want to explain to you. He will explain to you. Even if anybody is sick in the house, before that person gets sick, I will tell my husband, let's go check Ayo, let's go check Debbie, let's check Titi, let's check this, let's check that. You're going to be feeling somehow in the next 2-3 days. So go to the hospital now. So it's a daily something to me personally. When you have quality fellowship with the Holy Spirit, you will hear audibly. The thing is that the only thing that doesn't make people hear is when they don't pray very well. It's not about fasting. You can be fasting and you not hear from God. But when you get closer to God very well, when you pray in the morning, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Thank you for my family. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for everything. Then ask for whatever you want. Then ask God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do today? Then when you ask God what you want him to do, then sit down for like about 5 or 10 minutes. Don't just leave the place. Father Lord, I give you praise. Thank you very much. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then leave the place. No, stay there. Stay there and wait. Let God talk to you. And if you wait for like about 5 minutes and he's not talking, that means he's silent because he's got something, you know, doing. Then you can go and do whatever you want to do. While cooking, God will say, don't put panla, and I will not put that panla. Yeah, that's it. It has been my life. When you are saying, at times when you are telling people, it will be as if, so Holy Spirit doesn't have anything to do. Now to be following you all about and be talking to you. No, it's just normal. Try it, you will see it. That's it. Have you given your life to Christ, number one? Number two is that, if you have given your life to Christ, how close are you to God? That's it. And there's no way God wants to get our attention. That is why most things happen to us. At times you have headache because God knows that when you have that headache, first thing you do is to pray. So at times when you have stomach ache, it is not because God wants you to have stomach ache, but he knows that you want to pray. So while praying for your stomach ache, God will be telling you the exact thing that he wanted to be telling you to tell you before, but because you don't have the time.
True.
So that is just it. I don't want to. I'm not telling you that we don't have any other thing. No, there are some things that happen in our environment or some experience, anything that happened that has happened to me before. At times I get songs from them, but when I look at that thing that happened to me, what I do is that, God, why did you allow that thing to happen? What do you want to tell? What do you want to tell me? So from there I get songs. So I'm not telling you that it is everything like that. No. But everything, it has to be, you know, there's going to be another question. Something happened to me that brought about, oh, Lord, new maje. I was driving, I went to see one of my friends, and I changed, I have $200, I went to change from Mola, from the Abokis. So while I was coming, I was on phone. No, I wasn't on phone. I wanted to call someone, and I left, I just dropped the phone in my car. Like, okay, I will call that person back immediately. Like the time I want to drop the phone inside the car, that was when I just knocked down 3 people. I pence in my hair. I knocked down 3 people: 1 pregnant woman, 2 guys. And the one of the guys, his clothes from head to toe was torn. So I couldn't even do anything. People have started beating my car. Some people carry sticks, some carry water, some carry, because it was in the market, it was at the market. So I mean, everybody was like, oh, ni lole ni uti payon. And one man came to me and said, I will help you pack. I know you cannot do anything now. So the man helped me. I packed. I said, don't worry, I'll pack. Just let me. So I just, you know, and I just calmed down, and then, you know, I stopped. When I stopped, I came down and I said, I was like, Kilo Shele, hey, madam, what happened? Hey, this guy. So I saw the blood all through. I said, like, seriously, I don't know what I can do. So before I know it, people started saying, he's tokpalabini. And the pregnant woman, you know, they've carried her to the other side of the road, and they were, the woman said, tọpẹ labi lo gba mi nkan kan se mi o mu nlole nkan kan se mi o mu nlole nkan kan se to ko se pe tọpẹ labi lo gba mi nkan kan se mi I'm like ah e je ki n gbe ni hospital no nkan kan le se mi se mi tọpẹ labi lo gba mi se mi moto tọpẹ labi se mi tọpẹ labi lo wa omo to wa mi bayi o mo tọpẹ labi emi gogo mo tọpẹ labi ko si nkan to ma se mi titi up till today this that woman never come to me and say ah there's something because I gave her my number gave her everything the my home address and the guy that followed me to the hospital was an Igbo guy so he didn't get work because of you know what happened the other guy you know went away he said he's not hurt so he has to go the other guy that was that his clothes was torn followed me to the hospital I took him to the hospital when I got to the hospital I was taking care of him that was when the doctor was saying ah mama olorin kini ko kini ko he was not saying ah what are this I was at the experience ah so this madam now you he was not telling his brother that came to the hospital to meet him so he was before I know I just said oh you know what doctor please help me take care of this man I went to a boutique to get him clothes I get his sizes and everything before I came back the guy is gone
oh wow
the guy left a message that they should tell me that if because it's me it's okay he has my number that if anything occurs
he knows where to get you
till today he just called me a week after and just tell me thank you
wow and that so, was where
and I sat
about.
Down I was not thinking I said God did anything have I wronged you in any way did anything happen that I don't know that make me you know knock down three people because if it's more than this what would I be saying God now said I will still be God whatever happens that was where I received Olorun o ma je so you see so if I'm telling you it's from God so that's it
all right thank you ma'am. Finally for this batch because Ashen Padamu
okay
you are a very serious person like your songs are spiritual it's not for jokes but then you can also be playful you know there's a recent video that I saw you were singing in the house and then you were telling people yeah for single depression for single don't do just for 419 just for one and I saw a lot of people misconstrued me I get the meaning that you cannot be 419
yahoo
if you are with Jesus you are solid you are secure you know but I just want you to explain a little bit that side you know it's not of course it's not talking about being encouraging all of this but it's just saying that there's no need for all of this once you are in Christ you will
what I was really trying to say was that there is a yahoo that you do to God that is good for you to do yahoo to God and how do you do it when you praise him you are doing yahoo to God now because you know what somebody like how do they do yahoo they get to know that this Oyinbo want to buy something from Nigeria and then they say okay we have that thing send the money we will send it to you like I know that God knows God likes praises
yes
I want to do him yahoo and I say God you know what I want to give you 50 days praise what about it what do you think so it's and I'll just say
Jerry.
And I'll say and he will say 50 days me only me because you are oh yeah my baby and I would then before you because you are preparing for that 20 days praise or 25 days or 50 days praise God has already you know started bombarding you with blessings. Even before you start it at all that's it you are doing yahoo what about if you don't give that 50 days praise again God is it not yahoo so that was what I was trying to you know tell people say to ba fe se yahoo iru yahoo ele gan ni ko se Peter ba fe se yahoo iru yahoo ele ni ko se duro to Olorun ko wa ma se yahoo fun wa ko ma gba blessing ni from left and right front so that was you know what I'm trying
to
but I don't know you know I'm just like that so it's just me they just people just like you know turning things upside down for me
yes
it's fine because it's God's stuff
I was going to ask it's been a long time it's been about 3 decades have you ever felt like giving up and when you feel like giving up sometimes what do you do to get back on track apart from God the God factor
apart from God in fact when anything happens to me that make me feel down you know what I do is that I don't even go to God I'm so sorry I need to say this because it happens to anybody it can happen to anybody I mean so you know at times when like the time I heard that I carried cocaine to London and I've not been to London in my life I was just crying. Instead of me to go and pray and say, God, why did it happen? I said, hey, and I started crying. My husband, you know, is a very wonderful man. You tell me, kilo man she no. Show mo ju gbe lo ni. O ti wa too passionate. Because they say you carry. And why can't you carry cocaine? It's only big people that carry cocaine. What is your problem? So, you know, stuff like that. And so, what I do now, unlike that time, oh, these days, at least, I'll still go, but I'll say, God, why did you allow me to happen? I would not be doing like this. Like the God is standing and I'm doing like this. That they don't like, why did you allow them to go and show my Versace and be dancing? What do you mean? Kiniko, you know that thing. But later, I'll come, when I'm cool down, I'll just sit down. And when I'm doing my fellowship, I'll say, Daddy, you see, why did you allow? When I was wearing that thing, she will tell me that, somebody will still take your video and be doing, say, God, I allowed it. Because of another thing, this. So it happens like that. So that's how I feel. I feel so bad. I don't even pray. I will just say, Oh God, out of here. And then later, I'll pray about it. And I'll, God showed me the person that took the video, and I sent that person a letter, and I tell that person, I'm sorry. I don't want you to be my friend anymore.
Oh wow,
I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you so much.
Because the person was supposed to be my good friend, not from Nigeria, from the US.
US.
And he posted it.
Wow.
So, God has been telling me something about the person. I'm like, lie. Hey, this is from this person. No, this, I'm not like, lie. So, he now allowed him to do that one so that when she record the video, I will now tell you she's the one. You now know that's the person.
Speaking of videos, there was another video that went viral and people didn't take it lightly. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's Tope Alabi. It was this video that you did basically after your dad's burial. People were like, oh, she's a gospel artist. She shouldn't be doing that. Do you feel some kind of pressure sometimes?
No, I don't feel, people want you to turn to another thing when, because you are a gospel musician. Because you are a gospel artist, they want to choke you. They want to
be working like this.
They want to figure you. They want to put you in a place,
in a box.
Yeah, in a box, and say this is how we want you to move. And if you check their status, those people that are talking, you see wigs, you see nails, you see. I will not say kiwale ni washe. More Versace. One of my fathers in the Lord, Pastor David Ibiome, will say, don't tell me that it is in the Bible that you should not wear earrings. Just tell us that you don't like earrings. Don't tell us it's in the Bible. There's nothing like shokoto or skirt in the Bible. Everybody wears whatever they like there. Because there wasn't trousers doesn't mean that you cannot wear trousers now. So I don't know why. That was why when they interviewed me, there's some interview that I did on Insta Live, because you know it was a lockdown time. I told them, I said, I'm not sorry for what I wore that day. I'm not sorry. I still wear my pants. It is not only Versace, I have Gucci, I have Louis Vuitton, I have all these things. I've not been wearing them. Do you know how many years I've been borrowing clothes to wear for my video? When I want to shoot my video like this, I will borrow earring, I will borrow slippers, I will borrow. There was a day I want to shoot a video in my friend's house, and that my friend, you know, she's got money, she's rich, and I said, I need two dresses and I have only one, and the director said I should go and get one that should be is my friend's house where I went to. She opened the wardrobe and showed me the wardrobe. He said, see all these things, so these are Swiss laces, these are organza, so there is no one I can give out except maybe one of my casuals. And I said, well, don't worry. And I wore what I have. It was a 2-yard distance. And I told the director, I said, director, you know what? Let me wear this one like that. Manage it. Because I don't have anything to wear. Yeah. The day I want to celebrate, we are doing christening for my last baby, Debbie. That day, the person that borrowed me clothes to do Ikomo waited for everybody to go. Was remaining in my family. She now told me, she said, I don't want you to bring these clothes for me tomorrow because anything can happen to it. So remove it now. So I had to remove it that day. When I get back to Deborah Alabi, I removed that clothes that day. And what? You know?
Whoa.
She took it away. I said, let me wash it. At least I've worn it. He said, no, I can't. These clothes cannot sleep in your house today. So do you know what
little
yeah. Yes. Do you know what has happened to me? Right? So if I can wear anything. So far it's not showing my body.
Hmm.
I can wear anything.
Anything.
Except if God says, "Tope, don't wear